Sáng hôm nay là ngày 17 tháng 11 năm 2013, chúng ta ở trong cái ngày tu học cuối tại hội trường Thuận Pháp, Tiểu bang Texas, Mỹ Quốc. So we continue. Trong cái kinh Di Mạc Kệt, right, thì suy là Tịnh Danh mới bắt đầu send assistant go up where to the Buddha, lại gọi gì? Phật Hương Tích, phải không? Tức là ngay cả lên túc trên một cái thế giới cao tổ của chư Phật cũng sử dụng có một cái nguồn năng lượng. Thành ra the only cái thế giới mà mình có hiện nay là mình phải được sử dụng cái này. 6 đường tất cả, và tất cả những cảnh giới chỉ có 1 đường hay 2 đường là tối đa. Thôi mình tạm dừng ở đó, mình sẽ nói tới tại cái thanh lọc này thì next year, nếu mà we have a time that we can come to schedule, tức là we sẽ have fully 1 week. Fully 1 week thì như vậy mình có thể làm được cái này, mình sẽ học được và mình sẽ làm the whole process thì mình sẽ thấy cái benefit của nó. Rồi, sorry for all of the new guests. Now it's time for you to have a question. And the question here, we are in the seminar to talk about how we look at our body, how we practice mindfulness to take good care of ourselves, our body, our mind, and our spiritual life. And in order to help not only for ourselves but for society as a whole, and help to maintain the healthy universe. So if you have any question related to that topic, please unhesitate to raise your hand, and you can write a question, and the people will bring it up here, and I will try my best to explain to you. Thank you very much. So in the meantime, I continue the question about the purification, but now okay, in English, not in the Vietnamese, okay? If anyone don't understand, okay, you can ask me later on, or you can go to the website of the Song Chánh Niệm Thakathana Nourishment Center, you have some in there. At least I have about 2 or 3 seminars talking about the purification, for not only for the for the monastic, but also for the lay practitioner, because the lives of the monastic and the lay practitioner are totally different. The process for purification or transformation is a little bit different, and it also depends on the role you want, what you want to do. You want to purify, you want to detox your body, you want to be a healthy body, or you want to be a beautiful body. And you want to have an ultimate goal, that means you want to have enlightenment, or you gain more wisdom. So that depend on the different goals, so we have different approach to practice on that, and practice what we call that is the detoxification or purification. If we use the correct term, that is the process of transformation. So when you have a lot of questions, they worry about when we do the purification. That means perfectly okay, we don't use the solid food, we just use the liquid. So they worry about if you're hungry, or they have low blood pressure, low blood sugar, etc. First, we have to know, we have to think about it. When we have to understand the mechanism of how the body feeds itself, from the time when we were born, whenever we supply three main categories, carbohydrate, lipid, and protein, automatically the body will suck in, right? Because that is the main three category of food to supply the energy for the body. Carbohydrate, lipid, or the fat, and amino acid or protein. When we have anything related to that, the body automatically suck in, so it never push out. So that means it, again, the process of detoxification and purification, it will have a limitation because the food is drawn in instead of it pushed out. That's why during the process of the purification, if we want to do it perfectly, we not supply our body with all that three category, right? So that's why again we try to minimize, or we try to cut down completely carbohydrate, lipid, and protein. That is the first thing. Second thing, when we had a problem, right? Majority people had a problem with overweight, high blood pressure, diabetic, lipidemia, etc. That means we always, right now, 80% of people living in America, okay, or we can say 60% worldwide, we had a problem with excessive modern deficiency, right? That means we consume too much. We have extra energy, we have extra fat, we have extra muscle, we have extra sugar. That's why we have a high blood pressure, we have a high fat, lipidemia, we have a high sugar, that's why we have diabetic, right? So we don't worry about deficiency, we worry about overall excessive. So by the time when we cut that, we not supply that, that means okay, it relieve the burden for the body. It not put more burden for the body, so we don't have to worry about, okay, we can have a low sugar, low blood pressure, or something like that. That is the purpose we want to do for the detoxification, right? And also, when we have extra, it will block the circulation. That's why it drives up the blood pressure, or it makes we have edema, or pain, or inflammation, whatever. So when we do the detoxification, purification, that means we want to make it cleansing, get rid of that, so the channel it become more clear, run through it easier, faster. So that is the main purpose of the process of purification, detoxification. So we only supply the liquid. And in that liquid, for the first few days, we try to abstain from the juice, the fruit juice. Why is that? Because in the fruit juice, it still has sugar, not glucose, fructose, mannitol, etc. So it still has some kind of sugar in that. So again, whenever our body receives anything related to that three category, carbohydrate, lipid, protein, it will suck in instead of pushing out. So that's why for the first few days we try not to use the fruit juice, and we just use the vegetable juice only. The vegetable juice don't have much sugar, don't have much carbohydrate. It has mainly the life force and the mineral, right? And we need to replace on the life force and the mineral. We don't need to supply more energy on the sugar. That's why for the first few days, usually we use the drinking water with lemonade, with apple cider vinegar, And we already explained a little bit yesterday, because of the main organ in our body, first, the main organ in our body responsible for the digestive system, that is the liver and the gallbladder. So the liver is not only work for the digestive system, it works for the immune system, the circulation system, etc. So by itself, it has to take many, many responsibilities. And the sour flavor, it has an affinity to go into the liver. So that's why we use the apple cider vinegar or lemonade or whatever with the sour flavor to get the target into the liver, the how it's cleansing. Secondly, the citric acid or whatever with the sour flavor, it has that in the organic, a very light organic acid. So it has a capacity to clean up or neutralize, or it can be the solvent for the fat. Then along our body tunnel, it has a lot of extra mucus, as we explained yesterday, that is a mechanism of immune system trying to respond when we expose to anything our body don't like it, right? If our body doesn't like it, so it will automatically release the mucus to block it right away. So the more toxin in our body has, the more extra energy, the more extra food in our body, so the more mucus we have. That's why we see with the people who have excess, okay, our belly and our body become expand and expand and expand. And we have allergy, we have asthma, we have all kinds of the skin disease. So the purpose of the citric acid, that means it has a capacity to dissolve a little bit of the mucus along the tunnel, the tube in our body. So it has many different mechanisms. And also, last but not least, all that citric acid, when it gets into our bloodstream, it will convert into the alkaline environment. So when our body, when our blood becomes more alkaline, the immune system will boot up. And the immune system, that is the most strong defensive system in our body. So it will protect external invasion and also resolve all the internal problem. So that is the main purpose of use lemon juice or apple cider vinegar during the first few days of purification. So to prevent or to assist for people worry about low blood sugar, actually it not really happen, right? It not really happen just because we usually have a preoccupation and predetermined. So we stick to that. So that's why we feel hungry when we have the habit for many, many years, even though many, many lifestyle we depend on external. Right? So now all of a sudden we cut the external, so we feel worried and we have a big gap. But otherwise we have many different ways to get the energy from that. So to fill in that gap, we can use strychnine. That means we use the chia seed. Right? The chia seed have a gelatin layer, so it expands and so it occupies the space in the stomach, so it will satisfy our hungry. Right, so that's the cheating way, right? That is the cheating way. Some people are asking why we not use instead that we use the vegetable juice, why we don't eat it, right? Because it has fiber good for our body, right? Remember, I told you yesterday, nothing completely 100 good and nothing completely 100 bad. Depend on how we yield, how much we yield, and when we should use. During the normal time when we eat a lot of carbohydrate, a lot of protein or fats, we don't have fiber, we become constipation. If we become constipation, the gas will build up and will damage the GI tract, right? And it damages the nervous system. So that's why we need to have a fiber during the time we eat normally without or not enough fiber. So in that case, fiber will be good for our body. But during the process of detoxification, purification, we don't have anything in our GI tract, gastrointestinal tract. So if we have a fiber in there, it will make if we don't have anything in our stomach or in our intestine, the fiber get into there, it will make the intestine become very, very irritating. So in that case, we feel frustrated, this tension, uncomfortable, and then we will back out the purification process. So that's why we don't want to use fiber during that process. Even though very fine fiber, okay? So that's why when we use the juice extract, we still try to filter out the fiber. We don't want to use the fiber, right? And then, again, the other mechanism make us feel worried, and we use it fail. The reason because you know that every day when we bring in food, when we breathe in, when we have a shower, when we expose the environment, that means, okay, we bring in the nutrition, yes, but we bring in some toxin too, right? So every day we have defecation, we have urination, we have a shower, we have sweating, okay, that means we eliminate some toxin. It in and out balance, we will have no problem, right? If in and out balance, we have no problem. But now we have problem, that means in more than out, it's unbalanced. So that's why now, okay, we have a more toxin in our body. Where it go? Usually, okay, it go into the liver and the kidney. That is for the solid, for the material. For the gas, it get into the lung, right? So look like, for example, we have, when we just move into the house, our new house, very nice, neat, and we have the free space everywhere, right? Smell good and fresh energy circulation good. But over time, we carry the applicant, we buy things, especially for women, okay? On sale, buy one, get one free. So you buy very happy and you bring home very happy, and you stuck in garage, in the closet, in the outside, everywhere. So after a while, and it will occupy all the space and the air is not flow, the circulation is not very good and smell become bad, right? Even though every day you try to clean up the kitchen, the restroom, the bathroom, and you dump the trash into the big trash can, and every week, okay, you have the waste management come to get rid of your trap, right? But what happens if you have a table, you have a television, you have a dishwasher machine, whatever, the big one, you cannot dump it out, right? So once in a while, every 6 months or every year, they have a big dumpster out there, say, hey, okay, I leave it that big dumpster for about 3 days a week. So you will have to take advantage right away, right? Even though, okay, your table is not completely useless yet, but you want to get rid so you have more space, or you want to buy the new one, now this is the opportunity for you to get rid of that, even though it still can be you, right? But maybe you have the old computer with the monitor, it's too heavy, too big, okay, now, even though it still can be used, but you don't want that, okay, take that advantage, that opportunity, and you get rid of that, you buy a new monitor, right? So, the same thing in our body, no one want to keep trust in our house. Our body is the same, and our body much, much more smart than ourselves, because everything we do, we speak, we behave, have to be regulated from our central nervous system, right, from the headquarters here. So it must be smart to that our body a lot. And definitely no one want to keep trust in their house, right? So every day we bring it in, and I told you now we got in and out not balanced. So that means if we have a more toxin in our body than before, that means we have a stuff and we have a sick and we have disease. So By the time when we make a decision to stop bringing in, that means we stop bringing in the solid food, and we make the decision, all right, I will do the detoxification or purification, our body very, very happy. You see, it's very happy. First, because it has time to relax, doesn't have to work at least a few days, right? Because if we continue to bring in that have to work, so now it has time for holiday, vacation, it's happy, first thing. But that not last long, only about 24 hours to 42 to 48 hours maximum. And then they say, hey, all right, I don't want to keep stress in my body, in my house. So every day you dump it in and it try to get rid of that, but it's not because you bring in too much and it, you eliminate too little. So it gets stuck in the liver, in the muscle, in the joint, in the fiber, in everywhere, right? So now this is an opportunity, one in 50 years, or maybe one in 70 years, because we never have an opportunity to detoxification. It's not one in every 6 months or one a year like out there. You see, once in every 50 years. And then also, our brain very smart. It knows that our mind continually change, right? Our mind continually change. We never very stable. So now it's happy when we make up our mind and make a decision to stop bringing it in and do the detoxification. So it takes advantage right away. Every single organ, every single place have a trap, it will dump it out right away. You see? So at that moment, the whole body, everywhere have a toxin, it dump out into our bloodstream. So the toxic level is right up, that's why we feel tired, stressed, and cause very irritation. That is the main reason. It looks like when you buy things, okay, every week, every month, once in a while, you bring it in very happily. You don't feel the burden. But when you have to do the cleanser, or when you have to do moving, oh my goodness, way on the stuff is too many, right? And you feel tired. The same thing in here. Every day you bring in the nutrition, you have some toxin go with that. And it's stuck here everywhere. So by the time when we make a decision to stop not bringing it anymore, it happy right away. And it knows that we may change our mind next hour or next day. So take advantage, dump it out right away. So that's why usually on the second day, we feel tired, we feel depressed, we feel irritation, everything because the toxic level is rise up. So if we know that, we just continue to drink fluid and exercise, flood it out. After that, we feel light, fluid flow, and easy and happy. So when we know that mechanism, it's easy to do detoxification. After 3 days, we successfully can go for 7 days or 10 days. Not the problem at all, right? So don't worry about you will feel hungry or we feel tired, some low blood pressure, low blood sugar. Don't worry about that. Because we have 100,000 people already follow my program already. So, all right, the next question. Would you please explain how stress affects our well-being? What disease does stress contribute to, and how do we counter the effect of stress? Thank you very much. Very good question. And this can be a whole seminar for at least 3 days to 3 weeks to about a month. We never finish this one. All right, first, What can you tell me here? Anyone? Get what? Interesting, huh? Have you ever think about that? Our culture training us to be independent, right? That's good, but it's not complete. Like I told you, nothing completely good and nothing completely bad. We have to balance that. Depend on when, how, in what environment, with interaction. Because our culture gets used to be independent. Whatever we say, I, right? That means okay, we have a self. We have a very small ego. So when we do everything and when we live, we always have stress on that. And that's why we become illness, selfishness, right? Everything we do, we don't think about people. So that the man mà yesterday I told you, khi thương thì cái ấu nó cũng tròn, mà ghét nhau cái bờ hòn cũng méo. When we think so small, so selfish, it constricts it. Right? It constricts it, and we constrict it with clumsy coagulation, it blocks. But when we think bigger, when we think about other people, that the whole, right? We will automatically expand it out. It distract it out, so it's freely, right? So that you see, very interesting. This is an easy lesson, but difficult to practice with our culture now, right? So think about it. And if we want to change our lifestyle, if we want to be wellness, happiness, we have to change the way of thinking, the way of behaving. That is the main thing, right? That is the main thing. Definitely, okay, we will go through all this one. That means we have many different ways, and we know we have four different levels in our body. And when we talk about that, again, we talk about the third level of energy, because our emotion or our central nervous system is the one to manipulate, the one to govern the whole activity of our body. Definitely, because it is the headquarter, right? Because it is the headquarter, so when it be stressed out, it will constrict, right? It will constrict not only the nervous system, right? Not only the nervous system, but from the nervous system, it will constrict the next one will be the circulation system. Because the circulation system is the one to carry the nutrition and oxygen to everywhere in our body. It also to help our body to collect on the byproduct, toxic product back to the place to recycle or transformation and to eliminate our body. So when we have stress, it also constrict the blood vessel so the blood cannot flow. And the next level, that is the defense system. For the defense system, the same thing. We have a system of the lymphatic system. This is the defense system to help to protect our body external and internally. So when we have stress, it will constrict the flow of all the fluid and the signal transmission will be blocked. That's why we not only be unprotected but also become unbalanced in our body. Whatever unbalanced, it will cause the problem. What we call the disease, that means disease, right? So when we feel not balanced, not comfortable, that means we have a problem, right? So when we have stress, definitely it will affect our central nervous system first. It will affect our central nervous system. And when our central nervous system sends out a signal, it will be blocked and it will revert right away. And the circulation of electrical and chemical, it will return, so it become a closed circuit in our brain or in the upper area. So that means it create more heat because of the transmission of our signal in our brain into the nervous system. That means by the electrical signal or chemical signal. Even though if we look deeper, like yesterday we talking about, if we look deeper, the chemical still be look at the electrical transmission, right? So when it be blocked, it will revert, and it will revert, or it will go back. So it make the circuit instead of the whole body. Now it be only a foot upper part of our body. So the pressure become dry up, and it will affect or it will mess up because it block completely the transmission of the neurotransmitter or the signal from the headquarters down to the cabinet or to the organ below that. And like yesterday we talking about in our body, we know that in our brain, even though the capacity is very, very small, it's only 2% of our body weight, but it consumes 20% of our calorie. So that means it requires a lot of calorie and oxygen. When the disruption of the blocking happen, even though the same level of blockage, it not affect the lower body much than on the top of our body, especially in our brain. That's why when we have any stress, even though very minor stress, it not affect our body in our physical form, but it affect our brain and our central nervous system on the headquarters right away, right? And mainly by what? Mainly because, as we talking about yesterday, the structure of the water, right? In our body, we have 70% of water. But in our brain, the amount of water is much higher, 85 to 90% of water in our brain. So now today, when we use the water with the new system, right, the new system, the water become clumsy, coagulate together instead of freely flow. The structure of the water, and we see this is the chemical structure for the water molecule. We have one oxygen and two hydrogen. And the angle here, it must be above 90 and less than 180. It's about 125 to 137 degrees. You see? So this is the structure, the natural structure of the water molecule in the nature. Now, because we have the new lifestyle, we use the water supply from the water plant. So we'll throw under the pipe in our house. And every corner in our house, the angle never bigger 90 degrees. So that's why when the water run through the pipe from the water plant to our house to the where we turn it on and when we use it, the water become clumsy together because the angle becomes smaller. You see, this is the one thing when we have a new way of life with the comfortable way, instead of we use the water in the well or in the river or in the pond. Secondly, as we say that nowadays we use too much electronic device, right? When we use electronic device, on the electromagnetic wave will break down the structure of the water molecular. You see, we have too many electronic devices in our house, in our society, and also because we have a lot of building and it blocks the signal, so it just tries to bombard. It return where it hit the wall. So that's why the signal become more density and it disrupt the under the water molecular in our body, also in the water system. And when we use the new technology in our kitchen, we use microwave, the same thing. Whenever we use any electronic device, the benefit right there, but the disadvantage is also terrible. See, instead of if we have water, if we have a water taken out from the well or from the system without going through the pipe with 90 degree angle, it will become the sphere. It expands and it freely moves around. You see, so with the new technology, with the new way of life, we make the water become clumsy, stumbled together, right? So what happened when it goes directly into our bloodstream, into the circulation? It will make all our blood cells clumps together, coagulate, stick together, and the surface space very minimal to transfer the nutrition, the oxygen, or collect the toxic substance back to transformate or eliminate out our body. So if we continue to live in this way, that's why okay, we have a high blood pressure, we have a lipidemia, we have a sugar, we have arthritis, etc. Because it clumps together, it blocks the flow. But if we use correct water, we use less electronic device, we see the blood, rest blood cell, it will discharge, it will flow freely, it will expand now. See, so the surface space, it becomes increased, and the process of transformation bring the nutrition, the oxygen become increased, the capacity to collect the toxic substance back, okay, to transform or to eliminate, it will increase when we become less uncomfortable or less disease. So this is the main thing why you see the stress can contribute to any disease. Because in our body, again, 90% in our brain is a liquid. And below our head, the whole body will feel firm, big like that. But 70% is the fluid. So what happens when we live in the new life with all the electronic device, with all the new technology, it will make our blood become clumsy like that. So it will block the flow. And when it blocks the flow, it will create all the edema, accumulation, arthritis, and okay, the problem. And even though it will become the tumor, the fibroid, the cancer, from this is one of the main mechanisms. That's why stress can create any kind of disease, and from the level of the first body. That means from the psychological or the emotion, right? it can convert that to the blockage of the physiological body, and it manifests in the physical body. So that way, we not only had a problem with depression, right, schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, all kind of disease related to the central nervous system. It also have the problem with the endocrine system. We have thyroid problem, we have diabetic, we have autoimmune system, etc. related to the second level. And finally, we have obesity, we have lipidemia, we have arthritis, we have multiple sclerosis, etc. relate, it will manifest to the last level of our body. So that's why if we cannot change our lifestyle, or we don't know how to manage our stress, that means okay, we never can solve our problem. That means we never can stop our uncomfortable life or the sickness or the disease. So definitely to solve the problem, again, we have to go through every single level of this, right? From the first level, the physical body, it correlates with the first food, I mean the animal. We try to consume less, right? First, we try to consume less, that means we just supply enough for our body need. That is the first thing. Even though when we supply just enough for our body need, we still have to know how to categorize we have to know how to categorize how much we should supply for each category. For example, now a day we have potential to absorb too much protein, right? We have a potential to absorb too much protein and fat. And as we know, the fat, it have too much energy. 1 gram of fat can provide 9 calories. It's more than double compared to protein or carbohydrate. So that when we consume too much fat, we have too much extra energy. So that is one problem. That is one of the biggest problems right now in America. Secondly, we also have potential abuse the protein. And as we know, the protein just the building block, all right? The protein is a building block. It's not the energy supply material. The only main energy supply for our body, that is carbohydrate. Only carbohydrate. When we use all the carbohydrate, and if we use fat, but because we still use too much this one. It looks like we take the example, like we have a car, right? We need to build up the body of the car only one time, right? We don't need to go to the body shop to prepare or to add more parts to the body of the car too often. But the more we drive, the more gas we have to fill it up, right? The gas cannot be recycled, but the body of the car can be recycled, and we don't need to replace, we don't need to prepare it much. So when we have a car the same size compared with the one with 4 engines and the one with 6 engines, the one with 6 engines or the one with higher point will ride stronger and faster. right? So that means when it have a more energy supply, it will rise faster and stronger. What happen if we have something on the top of the car, something in front of the car, and something in the back of the car? That means we have some trailer. We put more stuff, right? We have a tractor that we put more stuff on the top of the car. It makes the car ride slower because it's more heavier, right? It becomes heavier and the car will ride slower. We cannot increase the size of the engine. Right? So the same thing in our body. When we use too much protein, that means the building block, it will build up more muscle and more blood vessel. Where we cannot increase the amount of energy supply. So when our body becomes heavier because we supply more protein, our body becomes heavier and the supply, energy supply becomes less, so our body don't have enough energy to provide for all the organs to function. So we become fat because we heavier, so we move slower. Difficult, right? Much more difficult. And also, when we move slower, more difficult, the circulation, it becomes slower, right? Become more stuck, right? And on the particle, on the cell, it becomes slumped together, stick together. So it's not really helpful. So that's why first, we not only need to cut down the consuming, we just supply enough energy for our body. Secondly, we need to cut down fast on protein. When we eat the carbohydrate, the same thing, we have to know how to select the carbohydrate. When we use the refined, when we use the refined carbohydrate, it gets into our body and it will dump out right away, right? So it will release the sugar and the energy right away. That means, okay, sometimes we have a high blood sugar, and we have a diabetic, we have a lipidemia. And when we use the refined carbohydrate, we don't have enough fiber to fill up our stomach or to clean up our GI tract. So that we become more toxic. Substance build up, and also we need to consume more to fill up our stomach. If we know how to select the whole, the complete carbohydrate, we not only to have the fiber to slow down the process of the release of carbohydrate and the sugar, we also reduce the amount of the carbohydrate we have to consume because it will fill up our stomach. It also can have a fiber to help to clean up our GI tract, right? And lastly, it also when we use complete, that means our body become complete and balanced. When we use incomplete, that means unbalanced. Our body become incomplete, unbalanced. So that's why when we know how to cut down, we still have to know how to select the carbohydrate, correct carbohydrate. And beside that, we need to consume more vegetable, especially green stuff, right? Especially green stuff, because the green color, that is a chlorophyll. And the chlorophyll, it has almost the same structure with our hemoglobin, the one in our blood. It's only different, only one factor, that means one element in the middle, in the center of that molecule. So when we eat more green stuff, not only we provide for our body the fresh energy, we also provide all the mineral, right? We also provide a lot of chlorophyll and that will convert easily and fastly become the hemoglobin and our blood cell become renewed continually easier and it can transform the nutrition and oxygen to our body, to our organ easier. That is the first thing, talking about food. Also, we need to know how to eat, right? The technique of eating, most of us now we live in the modern society, we are so busy and so stressful. And besides the time of working, we're already stressed already. We don't have any time to relax, even though during the time of eating. We let our brain continually work. During the break time, we turn on the TV, we read the magazine, we're talking. That means we make our brain working continually. So it has no time for relaxation, no time for sleeping, of no time for revert the process of stress or stimulation. And also, when we eat, remember our mind or our brain can send out a signal one at a time. It cannot do multiple tasks. But we get used to, with a new society, we get used to do multiple tasks. At the same time, we have to absorb many information, we have to resolve a lot of things. So when we get used to that, instead of during the break time, we have to totally relax to let our mind, our brain completely off so it can revert that process, so it can be renewed. Now during the break time, even though during the time for eating, that means the time we provide, we recharge our body with an energy. We also read magazine, we also chat, we also look at the television. See? So our mind be distracted and be stressed again, even though during the time when we supply the energy for that. So that's why we need to know how to eat in quietness or in mindfulness. Eating just know to eat, right? Do nothing else. Don't think the past, don't think the future. Just we eat, we know completely. We just be in the present moment, contact with the food, with the color, with the flavor, and we choose slowly, carefully. Right? That's it. And if we can do that, that's not only the process of nourish our body, it's also the time to healing. Right, the time to revert the process of stressful or mess up of our central nervous system, or mess up of our hormone in our brain. Secondly, talking about exercise. Exercise is good, right? Exercise is good, but we usually don't exercise actively. We use the exercise passively. That means we use the machine to help us exercise. Instead of we have to think about exercise and we have to do ourselves. Because when we use the machine to assist the exercise, that means we use external source. So it's not really related or it's not doing anything to our central nervous system to revert the process of relaxation. But when we think about that, when we know we have a blockage, when we know we have an imbalance, we have to think about which organ we need to take care of more. So when we do exercise, we have to think about the passive way and the active way first. Secondly, how much is enough? And which one is the best one? The recommendation is at least 45 minutes every day, 5 days a week. And do we think we do enough? 45 minutes every day for 5 days a week. So if we do less than that, we have to increase, okay? And then exercise, it has many kind of exercise. If we do the sporting exercise and we more external oriented, again, it will not really 100% benefit. Instead, we have to be internal. Internally oriented exercise. And also jogging or trampoline jumping, that is the best one. That is the best one. If we just do the walking or stretching, it's not enough, especially for people with arthritic tendon stiffness, overweight, etc. And then relaxation and meditation, definitely that is the most important because it will affect to right in the headquarter where we be messed up and it creates stress, right? So we should have the build up a habit of do relaxation or meditation at least once a day, at least once a day. It better we can do twice a day, right? We can do twice a day, especially for the elderly. For the elderly, we used to have a problem with insomnia because we worry too much, stress for too much, and then we had a problem with insomnia. So when we cannot go to sleep, we become more stressed and then less recharged, and we feel more tired and more stressful problem. So we need to do that before sleep time. With people still working, I recommend the morning session. The morning session, it have a positive effectiveness. The night time, it can kind of negative, not negative, but passive, right? Because in the morning, when our body usually around 3 or 3:30 a.m. That is the time when all of the gland in our body start to fill up the hormone to prepare for a new day, right? After we lay down, we relax at night time, all the muscle on the organ is relaxed. So when it relaxed, the blood vessel can be relaxed and the process of detoxification will happen. When the detoxification naturally happens overnight and it's time to synthesize cholesterol. After it synthesizes cholesterol, usually midnight, it starts to build up the hormone because the cholesterol is the foundation to build up the hormone. And the hormone is the main substance to manipulate or to govern the activity of our body. So after it synthesizes cholesterol, it will synthesize the hormone and it fills up all the glands in our body. So this is the time when all of the glands in our body be filled up, we have fully charged, right? That is we're talking about the physiology level. Talking about the energy level, over time and overnight, the whole channel in our body already relaxed, detoxification already happened, so now it's all cleansing already, so it's really empty. So early in the morning, the energy from the universe will be drawn in to fill up the channel. Look like we recharge the battery fully, right? So the level of physical, at the physical level, we already prepared of relaxation, detoxification. At physiology, we already rebuild the cholesterol, rebuild the hormone, and fill up on the gland. We get ready. But on the psychological level, we're not prepared yet, right? We're not really prepared yet. We just get relaxation, but we not get ready for the new agenda for the next day. So by the morning, after we wake up, we do the exercise, we do the bathing, whatever. We should have a session in the morning, do the meditation, because if we do the meditation in the morning, the mind will ready for a new day. Because it already prepared for the physical, the physiology level already. Now is the time to prepare for the psychological. all the agenda we already prepared, we already planned. Now it will be appear in our mind with the straight direction and also from the energy from the universe by the law of attraction. When we our mind, it looked like the mirror. So if we had the bright, clear mirror, it can reflect very clear and very far, right? So early in the morning, when we have a still smile, look like a very bright mirror, it can reflect everything in front of that. So on the agenda, we already prepared and then now it see clearly, so it will be carried out smoothly in advance. Whatever we do in advance, we always feel very comfortable and easy. The same task we have to do, but we are in the passive position. We feel stressful, right? It may take more time and it may make more mistakes when we are in the passive position. But if we are in the active position, we are in advance, we feel comfortable. We feel more comfortable and the task we carry out faster and easier. It also have an advantage in the morning session. As we know, in the morning, the sky and the universe, so energy, it very, very still, right? And the signal, and we know that our brain or our mind, it also the receiver at the same time. So when it become the clear mirror like that, it can reflect the clearer the mirror, the more detail it can reflect and the farther it can reflect. So that means it not only can reflect or it can carry out the agenda we already planned, it can receive the signal from far away. Whatever can happen, we can send from far away, depend on how long we practice and how stillness we are. So what I mean here, because some event we call unpredicted, right? We not plan it yet. But as we know, everything in this universe, it becomes the signal, right? Become the wave. So from far away, if we still enough, we will send the signal. The more stillness, the more sensitive we can feel the signal from far away. So that means the unpredicted become predict and prepare. That is the advantage of the morning session. See, that's why you see people practice meditation, they have a capacity to handle stress easier. They have a capacity to look a little deeper and they can have a capacity to predict more than normal people. Very scientific, very easy, very simple. See, because in the positive position, in the active position. And when we do the night time, that means that we have to revert, we have to resolve whatever stress level build up. So it's in the passive position. That just helps to release the toxin and it just helps to relax so we can have a good night. We can have an easy sleep a little bit, but it's always in a passive position. So meditation very important. And again, if we can do twice a day, perfect. If not, the morning session recommend for people still working, and nighttime recommend for elderly people who have a problem with insomnia. Is soy meal and soy product have an estrogen contraindicated for people with early stage breast cancer? This is not really clear right now. It's not really clear right now because it's controversial, right? It's controversial. Why is that? At the they have a study. They found that the Asian women, in general, we consume more soy product. So that's why we have less breast cancer, less thyroid problem than the Western people, right? The problem why they have this issue up, I think it have many direction, but in my opinion, it have two main problem. It have two main issue. First, it relate to the benefit, the profit of pharmaceutical industry. Okay. Secondly, it had a problem with the new technology or the new way, the way of the looking at the thing in the mind of the Westerner, because the Westerner have a habit, they get used to depend on the material level, right? They get used to depend on the material level, whatever they see, they think. They get stuck to that. When they look at the structure of the soy product, they see it have some molecule. It's similar to the one to increase the breast cancer, right? So that if we look at that, we are contraindicate or we are conflict with the hypothesis. Not hypothesis, that is the reality. The Asian women, they consume more soy product than the Westerner, and they have a lower level of breast cancer on the thyroid problem. So and then secondly, as I told you before, when they not do the research about it, they not discover that, okay? The pharmaceutical industry, they have a more profit of selling drug. But now, if we know we use this product, and especially nowadays, the ways of Asian people get immigrate to the Western country too many, so we can bring that practice over here, so the benefit for the pharmaceutical industry become lower. So that's why, okay, they do this one, okay, to minimize the yield of what we call alternative therapy, so they can have a more profit, right? Second one, also one method, restrict consumption of water to 750 ml a day. U.S. medicine advised to have more than 2 liters a day. Which method is correct and how much water a person should drink per day? This is a very good question, and again, I told you yesterday, nothing is really 100% good and nothing is 100% bad. And we know everything in this universe, continually change, right? I have a seminar for the healthcare professional in London about 2 years ago. They have the same question like that, because they are not only get used to the opinion, the way of thinking of the Westerner, but also they are a professor, so they study a lot of the Asian culture. The same question they ask. So I will ask them back, look back in this auditory. How many we have here? At least about 70 or 80. We see that we have many different look at the way. Right? Look at the body weight. Somebody only about 100 pounds, some only 150, 180. So the body weight totally different. So the amount of water, it will be depend to the body weight. Right? Secondly, the body temperature. Right? The body temperature, it will affect that too. So someone only one shirt, the other one we have to sweater, so the other one we have maybe two or three layers. So the temperature different, so the consuming of water totally different. And a little deeper, the diet, right? Someone love to eat soup more than dry food, someone eat meat more than vegetable, fruit, and someone work in the indoor, other one work outdoor. Right? And the weather between the summer totally different with the winter. So if we say 1 liter, not correct. 2 liter, not right. So even though the same 2 liters a day, if we drink totally different ways, it will have a different effect. For example, instead of 2 liters a day, we drink 1 liter in the morning, 1/2 liter at noon, and 1/2 liter in the evening, we have a perfect health. If we do opposite, in the morning we work a lot, we'll be thirsty, we drink only 1/2 water, got too busy, forget to drink the water, right? At lunchtime, in the afternoon, so busy with working, forget to drink water. And going home at night time, drink a little water. What happened? You wake up in the middle of the night, have a urination. See? So you cannot sleep. That we look at the reality. And when we look deeper, when we drink more water at night, water is yin. Right? So if we drink more water, we have more detention, we have more arthritic, more painful, etc. Or maybe we have a dreaming state. The same 2 liters of water, but we drink it totally different way, it will have different effectiveness. So that's why we have to look at our body. That's why mindfulness practice, it will help us become our boss and our doctor, our master. Because of the same amount of water, as I told you, if we drink totally different way, it will have different effectiveness right away. So what happens if we still the same thing, we stick to, I need to have 2 liters of water. The summer, you running out there, maybe not enough because sweating too much. But the winter, right, and we work indoor, so too much liter, too much. Not talking about the diet, the way we eat, right, the food we eat. So we have to listen to our body. And also the way of drinking. Again, if we just drinking continuously, one sip after the other, right, we can drink the whole half of lip, the whole bottle at one time. That is wrong. Instead, we sip one by one, right? So it have many different factors related to this one. And it doesn't have a one answer because it depends. We have to listen to our body. We have to see how we eat, how we work, how we live. And in average, we know that from 750 to 1.5, right? From 1.5. And then depend on the body weight. 2 liters for the people, for the Westerner with the big body and high body weight. But if the Asian or the smaller body, and if we drink that much, it becomes a problem. What's the problem? As I told you, everything have a both side, good and bad, right? When we don't have enough water, when we don't drink enough water, we be dehydrated. Right? First, secondly, the toxic substance not be eliminated out, so it will become toxic in our body. But if we drink too much water, the volume of our blood increase, right? So it will become what? High blood pressure, the heart has to work more, the lung had to work more, the kidney had to work more. The more it work, the span becomes shortened, right? The lifestyle becomes shortened. Because it have this machine be built, this machine be built not for a long time. It determined, for example, 1 million times when it builds up. So the more it beat, the shorter its life. The slower it beat, the longer it life. That's why you see the elephant or the turtle. The elephant or the turtle, it works slowly, it breathes slowly, so it lives longer. Right? the monkey it jumped crazy like shorter. It also, have you ever drink tea bag? Definitely everyone drink tea bag, right? Not many, but at least one or one. What happens when you have a cup of water or a glass of water clear, right? A glass of water. By itself, you see clear. When you dump in, when you put in the tea bag, at first time you don't see anything yet, but after a few seconds, what you start to see? The color coming out, the flavor coming out, and the small particles start to coming out, right? What we call that is osmotic pressure. The water outside higher than in the tea bag, so the water go in. The concentration of color, flavor, and the particle inside the tea bag higher than in the water, so it's really out, right? So if we look at our GI tract, especially the blood intestine, in our body, it have many different layers, but between the blood circulation, and the GI tract, where cleaner, where dirtier, which one? Compare between the GI tract and the circulation system, that means the blood vessel, where have more toxin, where more dirty stuff. Too easy question. Come on. When you have a defecation, or when you smell the smell out, which one, okay, it smell bad? In here, it much dirtier than in the blood, right? In the blood, whenever you have a blood draw, you have to clean up, you have to sanitize, right? So it don't have bacteria in there. When the bacteria get in there, when the dirty stuff get in there, we have a problem, okay? So definitely in the blood, it's much cleaner than in the GI tract. So what that mean? That means the concentration of the toxic substance in the GI tract is much more than in the bloodstream, right? So this is the big tea bag. Have you ever think about that? It didn't look like the tea bag. When we drink a lot of water not correctly, the water will dilute it out, and then the toxic substance has more potential to penetrate to the intestinal wall to get into the bloodstream. So that's why detoxification has to have the process and has to drink the correct way. You see, because everything in our body, 80%, it goes by osmotic pressure. That means what we call gradient, right? It goes from the higher level down to the lower level. Because our body is very smart. When we go down gradient, we don't use energy, right? When we go up, we have to spend energy. So that's why when we hungry, that means the energy or the nutrition in our blood lower. Now, it starts to be low. We need to eat. That means the nutrition level in our GI tract higher. So from high, it goes from low. And after it gets balanced, we feel full, right? And when we have enough in the bloodstream, okay, here it becomes stuck. We don't want to eat anymore. But then when it uses up the nutrition in the bloodstream, we need to supply more because the gradient now go down. In our body, some yield again the gradient, but whenever it go again a gradient, it have to supply energy. So it still use some pathway about that, but not many because it want to save the energy from our body. So the same toxin in here, we know that the dirty stuff, the toxin are lost in here. Much more than in our bloodstream, definitely. So if we don't know how to drink correctly, we drink too fast like that, we drink too much like that, That means exactly like the mechanism of the tea bag in the glass of water. You see? So that's why mindfulness lets us have a capacity to look deeper in every single angle and help us to practice correctly. That's why mindfulness brings us slowly, sipper by sipper. They don't bring the whole bottle of water. They don't bring too much. Next question is why concussion for a writing contraindicated for people who had a breast cancer? They are cancer free now, but will the why in the contraindication come relapse? This one I don't think so, right? Because depend when we're talking about the medication, what we put in there, right? What we put in the elixir. The elixir has the means of transportation, right? So it may, when we're talking about the benefit and the risk of the elixir, it has a benefit, that means it is a mean of transportation, very good. It may provide some energy. Only one downside, the main downside for that means if we consume a lot, it, especially for people with liver cirrhosis, right? Secondly, if we use a lot, we know that spirit or elixir, it is the depression. It's not stimulant, but most of people, most of the drinker think that it is stimulant, but actually it is a depression. We usually use it for social life, for fun, for happiness, but actually it's a depression, right? So only the downside, that means the liver cirrhosis and the mental problem. But the good benefit, that means that is very good means for transportation. And it also provides some energy for the body. It also increase the level of the tonic. That means the strength. So by itself, it's not really good or not really bad, depend on how we use and the amount, how we use, how much we use, and when we should use that. And talking about the medication put in that, I don't know which one is that, because for arthritic, they have a lot of variety of medication they will put in the elixir. But I don't think it will contraindicate the breast cancer. It's not really related to the breast cancer about that one. The next question, basal cyst have a good health benefit. Yes, it does. It's the same family with the chia seed, but it has a less medicinal benefit than the chia seed. As you know, because it still has a gelatin layer outside, so it may have the benefit in the help to people with the diabetic or eat too much sugar or carbohydrate. It helps for people consume too much and they become overweight. It also have a capacity to relieve the heat in the body, so when you become overheat, it can help to relieve the heat in the body. So that is the basic benefit for the basal cyst. But it's much, much less than the chia seed. I have allergy, herpes, and virus in my lung. Please tell me how I do. Detoxification is the main process, right? Detoxification is the main thing we need to do, because it, as I told you already, The liver is the main organ to detoxify the toxic substance get into our body through our food, through our environment, etc. So when it's overwhelming, it will deny, right? It will overactive, overdefend. That's why I usually have a very simple example. For example, when you were young, when you're not married, you're still healthy, you're still strong, and you have a lot of free time. You go out, you help everyone in your family, you help on your relative, you help on your neighbor. Everything, anyone need anything, you volunteer to do it, right? And the more you do, the more you help people, okay, the more people know you, and the more people come to ask you for help, right? But over time, okay, your health condition going down, and you may get married, you have a children, you have more responsibility. And then what happened? Because the more you do, the more people know you, and the more people come ask you to help them. So to a certain point, certain time, and you have to balance now, and you have to cut down, right? Now you don't want to take more help from the new people, and you start don't help the people you don't know much, and then you can start to stop help the relative, and you start to not help everyone. So that means you have to withdraw slowly, because you overwhelmed, you don't have free time anymore, your health condition is going down, etc. So the same thing in our liver, when it's still healthy, when it's still healthy, it has a capacity to receive, to transform, and to detox, to eliminate. So it can accept anything, right? But over time, in more than an hour, so it gets stuck in that. And we already learned the law of attraction, right? When it gets stuck on a toxin like abstract light, so more toxin can be drawn in by affinity, and it become more stuck and more toxic substance accumulating that. So it no longer have a capacity to receive or to transform. That's why now you see, oh, I don't want to help you anymore. So the same substance you may have no problem before, now it turns out you have an allergy to that. Because no longer have a capacity to accept and to transform, you see? So that's why we have allergy. Also, as we know, the lungs, our lungs responsible, our lungs relate to the skin. Because if we talking about the respiratory system, we know each organ, it has a responsibility for some certain system in our body, like the liver, responsible for not only the digestive system, the immune system, the tendon, the lung, not only responsible for bringing the air, it not also help the cardiovascular system or the circulatory system in the way of exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide here. It's also responsible for the complexion, for the skin, for the defensive level. So when we know that nowadays we have the environment pollution too much, right? So that's why the mucus be secreted and it block the airway. That means, okay, we have a lower oxygen saturation, we have a less oxygen in our blood, and the immune system become going down. It's not us, not only the immune system going down, the defense system become weaker, but also because the lung, its responsibility is the complexion, the skin. So when it become weaker, the skin become more sensitive to the substance it exposed than before. So it have many different mechanisms, not only the defense system going down, and then it becomes more sensitive that one, because we become more allergy to any substance we not had a problem before. And at the same thing, when the immune system going down, the herpes simplex become burned out. Because a lot of us have a single when we were young. So the single virus, it go into the nerve, it go to sleep, I mean with the man, it sleep that for actually forever, 30 years, 50 years, it may wake up. If we don't have any problem, immune system too strong, its environment not polluted. So it will sleep almost forever, or at least over time when we die. But now today, because the environment so polluted, our immune system become weaker and weaker, so we wake it up, right? So when we wake it up, it will become herpes simplex on our lip. Not only it spread down around our lip, but nowadays, because it going up, it start to go down from the lower trunk, right? It go up, and before the last few decades, it used to attack around the lip level. But in the last decade and from the recent years, it start to go up to around the cheek, the eye, and the forehead or the scalp, right? So the main thing is the immune system be weakened. So to help for this one, the only thing we have to do, that means we have to detoxification process to help to clean up our body, get rid of the toxic substance, let the flow of the circulation of the fluid in our body flow, and boost up our immune system. Because when we have any toxic substance get stuck in our body, when we're under stress, especially for women, it's very sensitive. You can stay overnight, or you stay late, or you go to bed late, or you have a stress for work overnight, and you feel sensitive, burning sensation, and the next 24 or 48 hours come out right away. So if you have it more than once a year, you should learn how to prevent it. And you should learn how to prevent it, because the pre-symptom is very clear, right? We just around the period cycle, around your cycle, or if you overwork, you stay late, or you're under stress, it will come out right away next day. So the more mindfulness you have, the more sensitive you will feel, and you will have a burning sensation aside your lip, on the tip of your lip, and you know it's almost coming out the next day. So you just first relax first, right? Take about 2 grams of vitamin C, get out to the outdoor more than indoor. You may stop it coming out. You may stop it coming out right away. Otherwise, it the duration usually 2 weeks, right? The duration about 10 days to 2 weeks at least. But if we discover it early like that, we stop it coming out, and it just takes about 2 or 3 days and it's gone. Right? So if we have a feeling of burning sensation and we relax, okay, and we drink more vitamin C and we expose to more outdoor with the sunlight, it's not coming out. If you're not really mindful and you're not really sensitive, it starts coming out, you still can do that. The earlier the better. It will shorten the duration, only a few days or a week maximum. So that is the only way to help. Because even though right now we use antivirus, right, the cyclovir, it's not helpful much. It may have a lot of side effects with the cyclovir to treat for that one. So the only one we can do, that means we expose to sunlight more, we relax more, or we drink more vitamin C during that duration. For the virus in the lung, for this one, I'll explain that because we have a lot of mucus, right? The environment pollution, and then our body is over capacity to accept and to transform. So the immune system will defend by the way of secret more mucus. And by that, it will block the airway. And the mucus not only block our airway, it also the environment for the bacteria, the virus to grow. So that's why we need to detox and we need to clear out the mucus, right? And we have a lot of way. We can use apple cider vinegar, we can use more lemonade, we can use the apple juice, we can use the liquid of radish, celery, root with beetroot, carrot root, etc. That can help to get rid of the mucus and clear up our airway. And again, that is the only way. It's not only virus. Now today we have a lot of fungus grow in our lung too, and that is the cause of cancer. Right? Not only the virus, but we have a lot of fungus grow in our lung, and that is the main cause of cancer. And many times we not really recognize that, but they already have a lot of research. They use the anti-fungus to treat for people with cancer, lung cancer. The problem with the fungal infection is totally different with the bacteria or virus because it's very, very slow progression, what we call indigestion, right? For bacterial or virus infection, after a few days, we will feel signs, symptoms right away. And the same thing when we do the treatment, after 20, 48 to 72 hours, we see improvement right away. But for the fungal infection, it takes years, minimum 6 months to a year to have a sign, symptom. So the same thing when we do the treatment, it takes a long time to see the improvement. So that's why if we're not really mindful, we're not very sensitive, we cannot find clearly the reason to call that one. So better than we need to do detoxification more oftenly and live in healthily, you'll get stressed and exposed to outdoor. Especially who have a condition, who have a good living condition, we should once in a while, especially if we already had a problem with the sickness or the disease, we should live in the ocean, like I explained yesterday, because not only the air, but the environment and the color and the vastness of the universal energy will help to reset or to heal our body. So the sea, living in the sea, the ocean, we will help that one. So basically, anyone have a question in English? Yes, all right. The question asking about the benefit of vitamin D. As you know that right now, if we do the test for everyone in here, at least, I said at least 70%, right, have a low vitamin D level. Why? Because we're living indoor too much. The amount of vitamin D enough to provide for our body at least 10,000 international units a day. And to get that amount, we need to expose to outdoor at least half an hour with 20 to 25% of body surface area. That means we have to cannot wear the hat, we have to wear short, right? And at least half an hour a day. Do we do that? No. So that's why we have a low level of vitamin D. And vitamin D is not really a vitamin, more than that. Okay, vitamin D, it plays a role not only a vitamin like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E. Vitamin D, it plays a role as a hormone in our body too. Right? So that's why when we don't have enough that one, it can cause the mess up in our hormone system, and that's why it contributes to cancer. Right? They have one study and one research right now of one group. They only use vitamin D to treat for cancer. Right? Vitamin D to treat for cancer. And so vitamin D has a lot of benefit, not only to help to strengthen our bone, to get absorption from calcium to deposit into our bone, but it also, as I told you, it also helps to regulate our hormone system, and it can prevent, it can help to prevent the cancer, even though it can be used for treat for cancer. Again, most of us right now, we don't have enough vitamin D. That's why you see in the old time, the Buddha had the bare feet and the right shoulder exposed more than 20% of the body surface area. And even though they live in the country with a lot of sunshine, and now we live in here, we have less sunshine than other countries. All right? Yes? Vitamin D, actually we don't have a lot of vitamin D in the fruit and vegetable, unfortunately. The amount very little. The only way we can do that is we have to we have it in our body, but in the inactive form. So we have to expose the sunlight to activate it. Right? So the only way we can use that is we have to use supplementation. And supplementation, it have when we not when we don't have a very low level, we may use the tablet level, right? The tablet over the counter, but that not really have a high bioavailability. The only good bioavailability that in the oil form, in a capsule form or in a solution form. So we may need, and that one we need to have prescription. We need to have prescription, and 50,000 international units per week are higher, depend on the condition of our problem. All right, I think that's enough, and we still have a lot of Vietnamese questions. Hopefully I will finish that this afternoon. Thank you very much for your listening and participate in our session. It is now time to close. Đấy. Rồi, mời đại chúng cùng chắp tay chúng ta hồi hướng và chúng nghỉ.